Hello everyone, I'm Jing Jing from University of Minnesota. So the topic I'm presenting today is consumer preferences for turf grass attributes in United States. And we got some evidence from choice experiment. Here is the outline. We will introduce our data, our method, our econometrics models, and the results and main findings. So, about our data, the data comes from an online survey which includes some homeowners who are randomly selected across the United States. We got over 2,000 observations here, and the data were collected by a professional survey company. So the method we use in this study is choice experiment. This choice experiment can represents respondents' options, including different attributes with various levels. So during the experiment, respondents were asked to choose from different alternatives, which include these attributes. A choice experiment can replicate consumers' rational decision-making process and derive the utility from each attribute. So the levels of the attributes can differ from each alternative, and the respondents can make a trade-off between these alternatives. In order to calculate the willingness to pay values, we also include a cost attributes here. So here is an example of our choice scenario. In this survey, we have 10 scenarios. As we can see here, in the first column, we have 9 attributes. And in option A and option B, each attribute has different levels, and respondents were presented with this table, and they are choosing from option A, option B, and neither A or B. So 4 of our attributes are appearance attributes. They are color, stand up or lay over, weight, and texture. Before the respondents are taking the survey, they are given these pictures. So they will have their eyes focus on the pictures and see the difference. For example, the light green versus dark green, stand up versus lay over, wheat versus no wheat. And about the texture, we have wide leaf and narrow leaves. We also include 3 maintenance attributes. They are watering requirement, fertilizer use, and mowing frequency. So this frequency also have 3 levels. We include one attribute about the ability to withstand foot traffic. The 3 levels are good, fair, and poor. The econometrics model we use in this study is a mixed logic model because it is often used to estimate consumers' willingness to pay for different turf grass attributes. And this model allows the parameters to vary randomly when there are some correlations between the parameters. So here is some results. As we can see in this chart, the ranking of the willingness to pay for turf grass attributes are listed here. Consumers in the United States have the most higher willingness to pay for a good or fair ability to withstand foot traffic. As for other maintenance attributes, they also care about mowing frequency, fertilizer use, and water use. As for the appearance attributes, they prefer turf grasses with less weed and which are stand-up. We don't find a lot of difference in the texture, so they don't care much about the turf grass is wide leaves or narrow leaves. Although we find some consistent results in the willingness to pay, we also find some heterogeneity in the consumer's background. So we did a market segmentation here and used a latent class logic model. Here are the results. So we find 3 groups of consumers here. The first one is balanced consumers. The second group is low input conscious consumers. And the third one is appearance conscious consumers. The first 2 groups account for about 31% of our population, and the last group account for 38%. So the balanced the balanced consumers care about most of these attributes, but they care the most important attributes they are thinking of is the price. So they're most sensitive to price. In the second group, as we can see in red, they care most about the maintenance attributes and also the wear tolerance attributes. As for the appearance attributes, as the name suggests, they care about the appearance attributes. They would like turf grasses with less weed stand up, and they also prefer turf grasses that is light green. So to conclude with our main findings, first of all, homeowners in the United States prefer turf grasses with better ability to withstand foot traffic. They also prefer grasses which requires less mowing frequency, lower fertilizer use, lower water use, and also prefer turf grasses with less weed, stand up, and light green. Three groups of consumers were identified in our study. They are low input conscious consumers, appearance conscious consumers, and balanced consumers. So the low input conscious consumer have the strongest preference for lower irrigation, fertilization, and mowing requirement, and also prefer turf grasses with better ability to withstand foot traffic. As for the appearance conscious consumers, they care about the appearance attributes, and they also have the highest willingness to pay premiums for turf grasses with light green color, stand up, and free from weeds. The balanced consumers are most sensitive to price, as we discussed, but they also prefer some other attributes. But these attributes are not the strongest among the three groups. So, as a conclusion, public and private breeders can focus on the development of turf grasses with some attributes such as the increased traffic tolerance, reduced mowing requirements, and reduced water use. The difference in socio-demographic background across the different groups can also provide the industry with some implications on a potential target. Also, some target promotional and advertising educational activities can also be developed and tailored for each consumer segment. Yes. Is there any questions, comments? Thank you.
Did you guys look at the income level?
Yes. Oh, we have some.
Question.
Oh, so you're asking about a difference in income level, right?
Right.
So the whole population have a similar income level as our census data, and as we can see here. In a market segmentation here, we find different income level for different groups. So the balanced consumers, as they are most sensitive to price, they have the lowest income level. And the appearance conscious consumers are mostly middle income class groups. And the low input conscious consumers have higher incomes compared to the other groups.
So yeah. low input conscious consumers have the highest income?
Yeah. So on average, they have the highest income. Yeah, it's quite interesting.
Do you have any specific numbers as far as how they relate to the income? Like, do you have laid down, like,
yeah, we have the sorry. The specific number are in our papers, and if you are interested, I can show you our papers. Right. Okay. Yes. So do you mean? Oh, about the species of the grasses, we asked the respondents about their awareness of this species, but in our sample, they are not much aware of the different species like Kentucky bluegrass or something else. They can't distinguish them. They are more sensitive to the appearance. Yeah. Any other questions? Thank you.